From Pacifica Radio, this is Democracy Now!
What will you remember about 1997?
It was raining in Ketchikan. This is like saying it was hilly in San Francisco, or it was crowded in Tokyo.
I think we must bear in mind that the political structure for the future is very clearly defined in the basic law.
Here was a situation which hadn't ever happened before in history.
He butted me in the first round, but then he butted me again in the second round. And as soon as he butted me, I watched him.
The media were everywhere.
From my point of view, I just felt that I had an endless ordeal for myself.
And here was a fairy story that everybody wanted to work.
Would you like to know more?
Tune in for a shortcut.
Join us for this unusual hour, a shortcut through 1997, coming up on Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now! Welcome to Democracy Now! I'm Amy Goodman. Well, we did it last year, we're doing it again this year. I guess that constitutes a tradition for Democracy Now! Without further ado, Peter Beauchesne's Shortcut through 1997.
Go back to Egypt and the Greeks, where the wizard understood the spirit haunted where man seeks and spoke to ghosts that stood in blood. Go back to the old legend. The soul remembers and is true. What has been most and least imagined, no other, there is nothing new. The giant phantom is ascending toward its coronation, gowned with unheard music, yet unending. Follow the flower to the ground.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time is too slow for those who wait, too swift for those who fear, too long for those who grieve, too short for those who rejoice. But for those who love, time is eternity.
On the bus, the guy told us, you see the sun going up in the east, and in Luxor or in Theben, the east was the area of the life, and the west side of the Nile, that was the area of the death. So be prepared now, we are going to the area of the death.
Well, now you see me, now you don't.
I feel that we are at the end of the age. Now, at the end of the age, I'm afraid I feel is right upon us. It's going to come. I don't want it to sound like a prophet. But my gut says, and everything else that I know points to, that it's going to come before the turn of the century. That it's going to come in the next few months, or next year or two. I could be off. I could be off. I could be off.
And now, a shortcut through 1997.
Want to take a ride?
Clearly, I've never been there, but this feels like it.
That I'm asking is this. Are we happier as a human race? Is the world fundamentally a better place because of science and technology?
We shop at home, we surf the web, but at the same time, we feel emptier, lonelier, and more cut off from each other than at any other time in human history. We're becoming a synthesized society.
People are living at such a frantic level now, myself included, that it's like you could never get caught up, you could never listen to all the music you want to hear and read all the stuff you want and need to read and watch the movies or anything, you know. It's just like this complete overload.
A lot of phones.
I think one of the things about 1997 is that we're that much closer to the time when we could stay in our houses and not have to go out anymore.
Hey, listen, I don't know who you are, but you broke into the database.
And if you're a person who, whether professionally or just by inclination, wants to have some sense of discovery, you're going to have to go through bad stuff to get to good stuff.
Is the world fundamentally a better place because of science and technology?
1997 was a fantastic year for science, leading off with the Mars Pathfinder mission that dazzled the world's people. Several hundred million people dialed into the webpage of the Mars Pathfinder. It was the first visit to the Red Planet in 20 years, and we did it with a robot, the little robot that could.
We got to see these really terrific pictures of another planet so close and so crisp, and I was so excited, and I got to actually use the internet.
Welcome.
Let me bring you up to speed.
Soon, very soon, there won't be any books or newspapers, no telephones.
Welcome.
We'll only be able to communicate with email and QVC. We'll all be interactive.
You've got mail.
People are living at such a frantic level now.
Doc, how can I help you to call?
Where are you?
The Russian government was kind enough to give me accommodations on Mir.
You're living on a space station?
Intergalactic, seeming to be new. It's all in the tablets, easy to time. Little wonder then, little wonder. You little wonder you. Mars happy nations, sit on my car. Dying meditation, take me away. Little wonder then, little wonder.
I feel that we are at the end of the age.
Few foundations so distasteful here on planet Earth. Why did you stay?
Hail Buck was also a big event of 1997. There were no flying saucers in the tail of the comet. However, it was the largest comet to sail through the skies in history.
I don't want it to sound like a prophet, but my gut says, and everything else that I know points to, that it's going to come before the turn of the century.
Well, the time is not set, and we don't know exactly when it will happen. We feel it will be within months.
And what will it be when it does happen?
Well, it will be their demonstration and an opportunity for us to leave also on a craft.
Cut off your balls and meet me behind the comet! What is that all about?
Their goal was clear, to shed their human containers, their bodies, to go to heaven on a spaceship.
I'm not superstitious, however, there's a quatrain in the works of Nostradamus. Fire in the sky in the eighth month. Well, that eighth month is August, and perhaps that year is 1999, when the Cassini mission will sail over the planet Earth in a slingshot maneuver at 42,000 miles per hour, carrying 72 pounds of plutonium at 42,000 miles per hour.
Scottish researchers who brought the world Dolly, the first animal to be identically cloned from another, say they've made good on their pledge to find a practical benefit for their work.
Is the world fundamentally a better place because of science and technology?
This new discovery raises the troubling prospect that it might someday be possible to clone human beings from our own genetic material.
Do you hear the frog?
Huh? How are you?
If you set out deliberately to make a copy of an actress or a scientist or an athlete, what you're saying to the child is, I want you to be like that.
I know that this conduct is not appropriate in society or in professional sports. And I totally accept the responsibility for what I've done.
Truth is, I thought it mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it bollocks? Not compared to how people matter.
I cannot tell why exactly I acted like I did, other than to say when the budding occurred and I thought I might lose because of a severely of a cut above my eye, I just snapped. For an athlete in the heat of battle to suddenly lose it, it's not new, but it's not right. And for me, it doesn't change anything. I was wrong.
I think these things happen. People make mistakes in their lives, and I think if you, you know, check out, be it a celebrity or be it, or you know, just ordinary working people, and you look into backgrounds or sex lives, you're going to find this all over the place. And I understand that there was some poor judgments that I made. You know, looking back.
911 emergency.
Yes, emergency. 1116 Ocean Drive.
1116 Ocean.
Yes, a man's been shot. Please, immediately, please.
Okay, hold on. How did he get shot, sir?
I don't know. He's walking in front of his home. It's Johnny Versace. He was entering his house. We just heard gunshots. We went outside. He's on the steps of the house.
What'd you say the gentleman's name was, sir?
Johnny Versace, V-E-R-S-A-C-E.
The FBI says that Andrew Philip Cunanan is its only suspect in Versace's murder. That brings to five the number of killings that Cunanan is accused of committing.
We all heard the first shots, and we assumed something like shooting birds or dogs.
The last thing one of our group saw, that was a terrorist storming up the ramp shooting. And then we were pulling back into the temple.
It's only now that I've come to understand that there are no enemies or strangers. Just a strange world.
I think it was a banner year for America.
Today, following the law's letter, I have decided that the allegations against President Clinton, Vice President Gore, and former Energy Secretary Hazel O'Leary do not at this time warrant the appointment of an independent counsel.
I would like Janet Reno to make a commitment to follow the facts of this case where they lead.
This decision was mine, and it was based on the facts and the law.
It's Christmas time in Washington. The Democrats rehearsed. Getting into gear for four more years. But things not getting Republicans drank whiskey neat and thank their lucky stars. They said it cannot seek another term. There'll be no more FDRs. And I said, home, Tennessee, just staring at the screen. An uneasy feeling in my chest, wondering what it means. So come back, Woody Guthrie, now come back to us now. I tell your eyes from paradise and rise again somehow. If you run into Jesus, maybe he can help you out. Come back, Woody Guthrie, to us now.
A jury in Denver has convicted Oklahoma City bombing defendant Terry Nichols on charges of conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction. But the jury found Nichols not guilty of two other charges and refused to convict him of first-degree murder.
I followed in your footsteps once back in my traveling days. Somewhere I failed to find your trail. Now I'm stumbling through the haze. But there's killers on the highway now, and a man can't get around. So I sold my soul for wheels that roll. Now I'm stuck here in this town. Come back, Woody Guthrie, come back to us now. Tell your eyes from paradise and rise again somehow. If you run into Jesus, maybe he can help us out. Come back, Woody Guthrie, to us.
In this place, a dark temple to fear, an altar of political ambition, death is a campaign poster, a stepping stone to public office. In this space and time, in this dark hour, how many of us are not on death row? From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
There's foxes in the hen house, cows out in the corn. The unions have been busted, the proud red banners torn. Listen to the radio, you think it all was well. But you and me and Cisco know it's going straight to hell. So come back, Amagoma, rise up, old Joe Hill. The barricades are going. Come back to us, Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. Marching into Selma as the bells of freedom ring. So come back, Woody Guthrie, come back to us now.
This is Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now!, a shortcut through 1997, produced by Peter Boshin. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
I'm Amy Goodman, and this is Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now! As we continue our journey back through 1997 with Peter Beauchesne's Shortcut.
One of the things that Malcolm always said to me, don't be bitter. Remember Lot's wife. When they kill me, and they surely will, you have to use all of your energy to do what it is you have to do.
So, you know, we're gonna miss Betty, and it's a real tragedy, both for her and for the young man.
Shadows are falling, and I've been here all day. It's too hot to sleep, and time is running away. Feel like my soul has turned into steam. I've still got the scars that the sun didn't heal. There's not even room enough to be anywhere. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there. And my sense of humanity has gone down the drain. Behind every beautiful thing, there's been some kind of pain. She wrote me a letter, and she wrote it so kind. She put down in writing what was in her mind. I just don't see why I should even care. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there. And I've been to London, and I've been to Gamery. I followed the river, and I got to the sea. I've been down on the bottom of a world full of lies. I ain't looking for nothing in anyone's eyes. Sometimes my burden is more than I can bear. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there.
I think what we have in the world today, it is much harder to cure and much harder to satisfy. I can, with a plate of rice, I can feed the hungry Indian, the child I pick up or the man or woman I pick up, but it's not so easy. Give a plate of rice to a mass of person who is unwanted, unloved, uncared. We have to give a little more than that.
I think the biggest disease this world suffers from in this day and age is the disease of people feeling unloved. And I know that I can give love for a minute, for half an hour, for a day, for a month, and I can give. And I'm very happy to do that, and I want to do that.
Not so much to be understood as to understand. Not so much to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in dying that we are born again.
I was born here and I'll die here, against my will. I know it looks like I'm moving, but I'm standing still. Every nerve my body is so naked and numb. I can't even remember what it was I came here to get away from. Don't even hear the murmur of a prayer. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there.
You know, it's funny because I think the years started off with my friend Richard Berry, who wrote Louie Louie Dying. And then Laverne Baker. Just an extraordinary number of people that somehow touched my life in music or in some other way. And I guess ending up with, you know, the great music journalist and clarinet player Robert Palmer.
I couldn't help but find it eerie. Deaths in 1997, whether it was Jeff Buckley, William Burroughs, Allen Ginsberg. But the final blows for me were Nisra and Fela within weeks of each other. It can only be described as eerie, at least, I mean, from my perspective. I suffered a tremendous personal tragedy in June, and in addition to losing somebody that I loved very much, I lost my apartment, and I lost, you know, I just lost, it's as if somebody took my life and shook it up.
A long time ago, a million years BC, the best things in life were absolutely free, but no one appreciated a sky that was always blue. And no one congratulated a mirror that was always new. So it was planned that they would vanish now and then, and you must pay before you get them back again. That's what storms were made. And you shouldn't be afraid of all.
In the remote mountains of New Guinea, we came upon a savage tribe. They gave me a wonderful plaque. It said, to the wise man who came among us. I would like that to be my epitaph.
Most people live on a lonely island, lost in the middle of a foggy sea. Most people long for another island.
Was it princess?
Was the princess you?
And she fell in love.
Was it hard to do?
It was very easy.
And here was a fairy story that everybody wanted to work. And so...
Farewell, my friends, farewell and hail. I'm off to seek the Holy Grail. I cannot tell you why. Remember, please, when I am gone, 'twas aspiration led me on. Tiddly, widdly, toodaloo, all I want is to stay with you. But here I go. Goodbye.
Death needs time for what it kills to grow in. For our book's sweet sake, you stupid, vulgar, greedy, ugly American death sucker. Death needs time for what it kills to grow in. For our book's sweet sake. You stupid, vulgar, greedy, ugly American death sucker. Like this.
And when I die,
then you do something with Nisrat, whose tradition is to take something that's been around forever, this raga, or something that's been passed down over the four or five generations, and start it, and then start improvising in the middle and going to heights that just keep getting higher and higher until there's no roof on the concert hall or whatever.
Munchkin City, in the county of the land of Oz, I welcome you most regally.
But we've got to verify if regally
to see
if she is morally, ethically,
spiritually, physically,
positively, absolutely,
undeniably, and reliably dead.
Morning, Pete. Eric.
She's dead, wrapped in plastic.
As coroner, I must have her. I thoroughly examined her. And she's not only merely dead, she's really most sincerely dead.
It would have been better if I'd never been born at all.
What'd you say?
I said I wish I'd never been born.
Ooh, you mustn't say things like that.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die.
Well, the biggest loss for me personally was that Jeff Buckley died. He used to make these tapes of music that he really hated. And then he'd bring these over to my office at St. Anne's, and he'd be all wound up by the time he got there. He'd be so upset about this bad music making, you know. He really felt very deeply that music was a gift and that you must not misuse it. You know, you must not disrespect the muse. And so he would bring these tapes over and then he'd put them in the cassette deck. And even though there might be 90 minutes of music on it, within about 7 or 8 minutes, it would just drive him absolutely wild. He'd rip the tape out of the deck and, you know, just tear the thing to shreds and jump up and down on it. And he was very, very passionate and fearless, and the fearlessness, I think, is pretty clearly what killed him.
Well, I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah.
people always spoke about Townes Van Zandt and how he influenced them. Really be missed.
Sometimes I don't know where this dirty road is taking me. Sometimes I can't even see the reason why. I guess I keep a gambling. Lots of booze and lots of rambling. Lots easier than just a waiting around to die. One time, friends, I had them all. I even had a paw. He beat her with a belt once cause she cried. She told him to take care of me. Headed down to Tennessee. Oh, it's easier than just a waiting around to die.
I've never been the stablest of people, but I'm doing real well now for the last 5 or 6 years with an occasional hard time. But 10 or 15 years ago, there was nothing much in my life except self-gratification. I never got along with life very well.
The other person I should mention is my old friend Ronnie Wayne from The Faces. Do you know why they call them Quonk?
Do you?
They did a benefit concert for Ronnie Lane at Madison Square Garden in the late 70s. Mm-hmm. That was great.
Ronnie Lane was a great guy.
Well, once I was a stone, many years ago, into a pool was thrown, many years ago. Time passed by, the poor and dry, excavated with iron, temple and beat, in fiery heat, by the end of a man, I passed away into the blue.
We're supposed to paint a house, and you want me to stay the trim. You want me to stay the trim by the hour. Charge you $90,000 for the houses, and he wants me to work by the hour.
Kenny Sandler.
You bastard! Come back here! Come back!
We interrupt this program to bring you loud static.
This is a shortcut through 1997. Stay with us here on Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now! I'm Amy Goodman. This is Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now! As we continue with this look at the last year.
Hey, you remember when you were with the Beatles? And you were supposed to be dead? And there's all these clues that, like, you'd play some song backwards and it'd say, like, Paul is dead. And everyone thought that you were dead or something.
Yeah.
That was a hoax, right?
Yeah, I wasn't really dead.
Taylor died. Now, Derek Taylor was a true behind-the-scenes genius.
I went to Torquay with Brian 4 days to write this potboiler with him, a cellar full of noise. And he said, the third day, I've had a lovely, lovely idea, Derek. I want you to join us. Well,
remember, we played in Amsterdam was when Derek first became, like, on tour with us.
You remember Beatlemania?
He had been a Beatles publicist, and he was the source of a lot of their sense of humor, I think. He had very dry English wit. And he'd done the Birds, you know, been a Birds publicist and did a lot for them.
That was his Brian's personal assistant.
That was awesome.
Sure. And there's fried chicken, sweet potatoes, cornbread, and apple cumber.
Can I have my supper, please?
Naturally.
Can I have milk, too?
Mm-hmm. But first, we'll have a little talk about our secrets.
No.
And why not, pray tell?
Because John said I must.
Never mind what John said. John's a meddler.
I saw her today at the reception. Glass of wine in her hand. I know she was going to meet her connection. At her feet was this tall, footloose man. You can't always get what you wanna. I say you can't always get what you wanna. You can't always get what you wanna. But if you try sometime, you might find you can get what you need. Let me tell you again, you can get what you need.
Big musical question you should request is, do you think Michael Hutchence was the first rock star ever to die of masturbation?
You might know of the original sin. You might know how to be with fire. But did you know of the murder committed in the name of love?
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes were probably known best, not for Harold Melvin, but for Teddy Pendergast, for his Harold Melvin's group. I think everybody thought that Harold Melvin was Teddy Pendergast, because the voice of Teddy was so commanding. But Harold was just one of the guys singing in the background.
If you don't know me by now, you
I feel proud that he came on to give Biggie a tribute and to give everybody his passport, from Princess Diana, Versace, to Betty Shabazz, to Ennis Cosby.
Yeah, it's been a tough
year. It's been a tough year, and you know violence doesn't have any prejudice. That's why we gotta pray, and we gotta, you know, try to be the best people we could be. I'm not perfect, nobody's perfect, but we believe in God. At the end of the day, we can make it through it all, and it's his work. And B.I.G., we'll never forget you. Everybody that's passed away this year, we'll never forget you. God bless us all.
Peyton, who's not only the musical genius behind the Four Tops and arranging all of their vocals and creating their harmonies, he also helped out a lot of the other Motown groups as well.
We've made some progress, this I know. Look around and see it show. Men on the moon and the watch it on TV. We move ahead at breakneck speed. There ain't no end to the things we need. All for the betterment, you and me. But if someone should ask, would it be too great a task to see the world the way it used to be? Whatever happened to the day we met on Main Street?
Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so vain. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so vain.
Tag, I think it's about time you and I had a little talk about guns. In the first place, you don't use them to go around killing people.
That's what they're for, aren't they?
Oh, if I didn't know you so well, young man, I'd say you weren't very bright. An expert uses a gun to protect lives, not to take them.
I'm walking by myself. I hope you understand. I just want to be your loving man. Love you. Yes, I love you with all my heart and soul. I would mistreat you for my weight in gold.
Troubles, 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 troubles.
In the USA, the teenager have the country in confusion. In the USA, the teenager have the country in confusion. Rock and rolling all of the time, have the parents out of their mind. Parents liking Liberace, kids is liking Elvis Presley.
Wasteland now. Sure, it don't look like much, but someday this little footpath is gonna echo with the sound of dancing feet. Why, they're gonna hang a sign right over there, and it's gonna say Broadway. Yeah, this way, Mr. First Nighter.
You know, I think I'm too clever to be a disc jockey. I'm ready for the network.
Hello, hello. This is your old friend, Bozo the Clown. I'm going to have a party and invite all of my friends. You're invited, too, if you want to come.
fine-feathered finks. The time is almost nigh.
I never had no management, said Torben. I got all this knowledge. I got it up here. I want to give it to you. I want to give you this knowledge. I want to take care of you. I want to make sure that all this shit that happened to me doesn't happen to you. You know what I mean?
The first said...
Listen to me. I want to be your manager.
Soothe me with your caress, sweet lotus blossom, lotus blossom. Help me in my distress, sweet lotus blossom. Just a fantasy. And then knock me clear out, sweet lotus blossom. Please do.
Every year when Stephen Grappelli came to town, I thought I ought to go see him, and now I can't.
Here he is, the one, the only...
Oh, that's me!
I think looking at your list here, I do want to say a word about George Fenneman. I think George Fenneman was if George Fenneman had a little more wit, he might have been Johnny Carson. He had that sort of fresh-faced willingness to be a foil.
What is the secret word, Mr. Fenneman?
Well, it's...
I'm going to call... Now on, I'm going to call you Mr. Fenneman.
All right, Grant.
Is that okay, George?
That's fine.
And that chemistry of George and Groucho was absolutely essential to make it work.
And Groucho always said that I was the male Margaret Dumont.
This is the word right here. Okay, Ducky, go on back up there and hatch those eggs and drop them on Fenneman.
When I was a kid, living in San Francisco, they had a wonderful theater called the Golden Gate Theater that showed a movie and a stage show. And every once in a while, the Marx Brothers would come up to the Golden Gate Theater, do five shows a day.
George, come out here. Lift up your foot.
Near the end, I was over the house. I went over, I stuck my arms under his arms, and I lifted him up, and then I'm kind of walking him back to the bed, and this little weak voice says, "Hey, Fenneman, you always were a lousy dancer."
Holy, 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 holy. Soul is holy, the skin is holy, everything is holy, everybody's holy, everywhere is holy, every day is an eternity, every man's an angel, the bum is holy as a seraphim, the madman is holy as you, my soul, are holy, the typewriter is holy, the poem is holy, the voice is holy, the hearers are holy, the ecstasy is holy. Holy Peter, holy Alan, holy Solomon, holy Kerouac, holy Hunky, holy Burroughs, holy Cassidy, holy the unknown buggered and suffering beggars, holy the hideous human angels, holy my mother in the insane asylum, holy the cocks of the grandfathers of Kansas, holy the groaning saxophone, holy the bop apocalypse, holy the jazz bands, marijuana, hipsters, peace, and junk and drums. Holy the solitudes of skyscrapers and pavements, holy the cafeterias filled with the millions, holy the mysterious rivers of tears under the streets, holy the lone juggernaut, holy the vast lamb of the middle class, holy the crazy shepherds of rebellion, who digs Los Angeles is Los Angeles, holy New York, holy San Francisco, holy Peoria and Seattle, holy Paris, holy Tangiers, holy Moscow, holy Istanbul, holy time in eternity, holy eternity in time, holy the clocks in space, holy the fourth dimension, holy the fifth international, holy the angel in Moloch, holy the sea, holy the desert, holy the railroad, holy the locomotive, holy the visions, holy the hallucination, holy the miracles, holy the eyeball, holy the abyss, holy forgiveness, mercy, charity, faith.
Until we take another trip together,
I'll say good night and may God bless.
A Shortcut Through 1997 was produced by Peter Beauchamp.
It's craptacular.
Remember when you were in the Beatles and you did that album, Abbey Road, and at the very end of the song, it goes, and in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. You remember that? Is that true?
Ain't no who, what, where, when gonna turn me around from this world.
If you'd like to order a cassette copy of today's show, you can call the Pacifica Archives at 1-800-735-0230. That's 1-800-735-0230. Democracy Now! Is produced by Dan Coughlin. Errol Maitland is our technical director. Special thanks to Peter Beauchamp, who produced today's program, Shortcut Through 1997. Julie Drizin is our executive producer. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for listening to another edition of Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now!